Om Shanti. 14th May 2019, Tuesday. The slogan from today's Sakar Murli. The lights of the world are those who merge Bab Dada in their eyes. The lights of the world are those who merge Bab Dada in their eyes. So we are the lights of the world. We are the lamps of the world. We are the world protector. We are the world uplifters. And we are the greatest arms of God Himself. And we are the master sons. So Baba keeps on giving us so many titles every day. Whatever names God has been given by the world, Baba says, God's title are your Swaman. God's title are your self-respect. Each and every title which the world has given to the God, that Baba says, you are that. For example, light of the world. The light of the world is a title of God. Many times it has come in the Bible. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. I am the Alpha and the Omega of the world. I am the be all and the end all of the world. I am the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. I am the Father of the world. So Baba says, Jahan ke Noor, the lights of the world, who are they? Are those who merge Bab Dada in their eyes. So, in whose eyes are Bab Dada? Baba says they are the light of the world. What does it mean? When Baba says that Bab Dada is merged in our eyes. In our eyes, Baba is merged means what? Yes. In our eyes, these are eyes. Baba is merged means what? In today's Sakar Murli, there are two types of eyes, civil and criminal. There are civil eyes, Baba has come to make you civil eyes. These eyes, they are very mischievous. They are very, very mischievous. That's why Baba has come in the school where girls and boys are together. Baba said, there's a lot of criminal eyes there. That's why Baba has come, and this is only his task to give you. Baba has not used the word eyes. The better word is chakshu. Chakshu is something even higher than eyes. Eyes, vision, drishti, and chakshu. These are different words. Yeah. When it's eyes, Aakh or Nayan, that is one. This is very gross. The second is Drishti. This is Drishti. Drishti is entirely different. And the third is Chakshu. Chakshu. Chakshu is what? What is the difference between Chakshu and Drishti? Drishti we discussed that day. Drishti has different meaning in different schools of thought. Chakshu is yet another thing. Chakshu means internal. We saw there is a drishta, there is a drishya, observer, observed, and something which is observing. This is an observing, this is a medium. Eyes are the medium through which the drishta, the observer, observes through the eyes, and what is visible is drishya, the observed. So what is chakshu? Chakshu is here in the soul. The eyes of the soul are known as chakshu. The eyes of the body, they are known as eyes, akh. But chakshu is means internal eyes. So Baba says, Baba has come to give you the chakshu of knowledge, the internal eyes of knowledge, where the soul is blind. Soul is suffering from spiritual blindness. And that's why Baba has come to give us chakshu, gyan chakshu, that makes you see things as they are. And you turn from criminal eyes to civilized. So here Baba is saying, you are the light of the world. But light of the world are those who have merged Bab Dada in their eyes. So what does it mean to have merged, to merge Baba in one's eyes? Baba is in my eyes means what? Okay, so Baba in my eyes means Baba's knowledge, Gyan is in me. In my eyes. Eyes means soul. In one way. What else? There are multiple meanings of this merging Baba in one's eyes. That also means to have one father and none else. It means to have one father and none else. It means all relationships with one father. It means surrender unto one father. It means one support and one strength. It means one support, one strength. It means you do everything with him. It means you are in one company all the time. It means you are having talk only with one, to talk with one father. It means to live in the canopy of one father. It means he is your everything. It means he is the everything. It has got so many different meanings. If you just dive into the depth of one meaning, there's an ocean hidden there. So Baba is in my eyes means only he is the one I am attracted to. No one else in the world ever attracts me. I talk with him, I move with him, I live with him. He is my supreme companion. I am in his company, I have all relationships with him. Because yesterday we saw divine love and human love. How deceptive human love is. And how supreme divine love is. So I am in his company. I talk with him, I move with him, I chit-chat with him. I have all discussions with him. He is my teacher, he is my guru, he is my coach, he is my tutor. He is my someone who guides me. This is a special type of relationships with him. Teacher, tutor, guide, coach, guru. This is a different relationship. Though there is a lot of distance between him and us in this relationships, but still this is a good relationship, that whenever we are in problem, we seek him, we go to him and we ask him for solution, and he gives us, okay, do this or do that. He tells us, you have to do this, you have to do this. He gives us suggestion. So it's a very good idea to take suggestions from God, because his suggestions would be impartial. All the worldly people, they will have some selfishness in giving suggestions. But his suggestions are supreme. His suggestions are impartial. His suggestions are unconditional. The highest. To surrender unto one. That is to merge him in one's eyes. So surrender unto one, relationship with one, one strength, one support. You have only one strength, no other strength. Only one power, only one strength, only one support. I do not seek support from others. Because the moment I seek support from other, there are expectations, and when they don't fulfill my expectations of support, I feel depressed. That's why I seek support only from one. It's shown in Ramayana when that Hanuman, monkey god, he started from the shore, and there is a huge ocean of 400 league ocean, and there is a Lanka here. Okay, so he started from here, and in his journey he met three different things, but his faith in Rama was so much that nothing could stop him from reaching his destination, Lanka. The first thing that stopped him was one mountain that came up. And that mountain said, I am very much indebted to you. Your father, air, wind had helped me. So you can take some rest on me. But Hanuman says, thanks for that, but I have to fulfill Ram's work. Ram kaj karibe ko atur. I cannot stop. And one who is engaged in Ram's work, for such a person to take rest means sin. So I cannot take rest. Look at his devotion. He is devoted only to one Ram. He is not interested in rest because he has to reach his destination. So the first thing that came up was mountain. Mountain said, oh, come and take rest on me. He said, no, I don't want. The second person that came was one demoness, Sursa. She came and she said, now I am going to eat you. Very good breakfast, early in the morning. He started in the morning, he reached by evening in Lanka. So she said, I want to have tasty breakfast. He said, you can have, but I have very important work to do. Let me go and first give Sri Ram's message to Sita, and then take Sita's message to Ram, and then after I finish these two works, I'll come back to you. She said, I'm not going to get deceived, because if you don't come then, so then he does one trick. He becomes very small, he enters her mouth and comes back again. And now he says, now how can you eat me? You already vomited. Are you going to eat something which is vomited? And then she changes her form. In fact, she was no such demoness, but she was the mother deity of all these snakes, Nagmata. And she says, I was sent to test you by all the deities, and you have passed. So that was a test paper for Hanuman. So he passed the paper. Then he went ahead, and then he met the third person. Who was that? Singhika. So that Singhika is the real demoness. She said, I am going to eat you. And he fights with him, enters her mouth and defeats her and comes out again. And she is dead. So, first was temptation to rest. Second was test paper. And third was real demon vice. So, whenever you go on service, whenever one goes on service, one will have three obstructions. First, temptations, rest, comforts, convenience, sadhan, facilities, all rest. Comforts, that is the first. But he says, I cannot rest. It is sin to take rest when I am on doing his work. It is sin to take his rest when it's a time for duty. It's a time for kartavya. So those who have Baba in their eyes, they cannot take rest. They have so great thing to do in the world. How can they take rest? Second, such souls who embark on the path of service, test paper would come, just as that Sursa had come. And she said, I will eat you. But he used his brain, Yukti. And with that he came out. So whenever there is a test paper, that will also test your devotion, your dedication, your sense of surrender. So many times such a thing will happen. So, and then sometimes real vice will come. That time you have to destroy it. He did not destroy Sursa. He went and came out. In the similar manner, he went into the mouth of that Singhika. But he did not come out. He went inside and he just broke open her head and came out of it, and she collapsed. So these are the three. But again, on the gate of Lanka, there was one more person. Who was it? Lankini. And he became very small and tried to escape, but she was very smart. She identified him. Where are you going? In my presence, how can you go? And he becomes very big and hits her, Mushtika. And she says, Brahma had made a prophecy long back. In all the scriptures, prophecy of Brahma is very famous. Brahma had made very many, many prophecies. So that she says, Brahma, I had asked Brahma, how long I have to guard the gate of Lanka? And Brahma had said, a time will come when a monkey will come. And the monkey will hit you. Till that time, you keep on guarding Lanka. And now the time has come. Monkey has come. Now I am going to depart. Now it's the time that now Lanka is going to get destroyed. The total devastation of Lanka is around that corner. And she goes away. So this is how the story goes. So it's a journey of Hanuman to Lanka. It's not the journey of Hanuman to Lanka. It's a journey of Brahmin soul reaching the destination. And what is the work? To liberate Sita. Because Sitas are suffering in the world. They are sitting in the Lanka in the cottage of sorrow, in Shokvatika. So, Ram is here. And we are the messengers of Ram. And there is an ocean in between. This is the world. And these are the temptations that will come. Sometimes mountains, sometimes Sursa, and sometimes Singhika, and sometimes there is a sitting Lankini. And then you enter. And this is the cottage of sorrow. Lanka. The whole world. But there also sometimes you will get some good people. Sometimes who are the devotee of Ram. Sometimes you will go to such people where you will see some signs of devotion in that vicious world. Like Bibhishan. So he can help you. These are the cooperative souls. They will help you liberate Sita. So you have to take the message of God to those imprisoned Sitas, because they are crying, they are shouting. Bandheliya. The 2 days before, there's this much paragraph in the Murli, only on those souls who are in bondage. So they cry, they suffer, they shout, they cry out. Listen to them, because we are those Hanumans. So have Baba in eyes, just as that Hanuman showed that Sri Ram is within him. So this Hanuman is a great example of unflinching devotion. He was asked once, what is the time of the day? Hanuman was asked. He says, except Ram, I don't think anything. So please don't ask me what is the time. I don't know what is the time. He is just busy in only one thing. Thinking of him. All the time. So, he is the perfect example of perfect Brahmin. And he was very clever. He was very intelligent also. Other monkeys were not that much intelligent, but he was very intelligent. Not only that, he was most powerful, Atulita Baladhama. He had invincible strength, uncontrollable strengths. That's why he was very mischievous in his childhood. And he used to play with all those sadhus. Sometimes he would to make them upside downs, sometimes he would hang them. And that's why one sadhu cursed him, one sage, that you will forget all your powers. But yes, when his mother besieged, intervened, and then the sage said that if somebody reminds you, then everything will come back. So that Jamvant, he reminds him that you are very powerful. To climb, to cross this ocean is nothing for you. It's very simple. You can cross it. You are the only one who can cross. He says, even I can cross, but I can cross only 350 yojan. You are the only one. The ocean is of 400 league. So I cannot cross. Because he was also very powerful, that Jamvant. But Hanuman was the only one who could cross this hole. That's why he was sent. So to have Baba in one's eyes means all relationships with one, one strength, one support, all surrender unto one, talk with one, do all things with one, to stay in one one's company, to be with him, to in his canopy, one father and none else. These are the different slogans Baba has used throughout the Murlis. In today's Murli also Baba said, every day you get new points and new slogans. Baba said, every day you get new points and new slogans in Murlis. So have devotion to him. To have Baba in one's eyes means everything for him. And also, to have Baba in one's eyes means not just loving Baba, but loving his Gyan. Loving his family. Loving his Yajna. Loving his Madhuban. There's a very strong, very dramatic statement in today's Murli. Baba said, the land, Dharti, where Baba keeps his foot, that land would never get destroyed. That land would never get destroyed. So, loving Madhuban, loving Bharat. So loving Baba means so many things. Loving yoga, loving dharanas, loving purity, loving seva, everything. So this is what is to have Baba merged in one's eyes. So we are the light of the world. And when Baba is in our eyes, the same thing we will emit out, radiate. He is the light of lights. The same thing, the same light will go out from our eyes. And that will transform the souls. Om Shanti.